why, I don't know. I don't think you can tell a piece of meat after it's butchered. Say it might be a little coarser.
On a hog, what do you call a coarse hair on those things?
Bristles.
And the boar will have the big teeth?
Tusks, yes.
What do you call the sound made by a calf when it's being weaned?
I didn't understand
that. What do you call the sound made by a calf when it's being weaned?
The sound?
Uh-huh.
Well, bawl. I don't think it'd be... Well, bleat with a sheep and bawl, I think that's all.
And a cow at feeding time?
Well, you hear it spoken of as low, it's bawl. With us as cattlemen, it's bawl just the same.
Uh-huh. How about the sound made by a horse at feeding time?
Weenie. That name always bothered me. That word always bothered me, but as near as I can pronounce it, it'd be weenie.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's proper word. No.
Is that what you called it when you were a boy?
Yes.
Some places they call it knicker, and some places they call it quaker.
Knicker, I've heard that spoken of, but weenie is usually used when I was a boy, and I still use it. But knicker, you'll find that used. I never heard it. What was the other word you said?
Quaker.
I never heard that used.
A hen that is on the nest is called what?
Setting hen.
Uh-huh. And did your mother, or did you ever have one of those artificial eggs to put in the nest?
Not have them, yes. Keep the mites out. That's what it is supposed to be. Well, I think that some used it too to bring the hen back to the nest, not rob the nest.
What did you call that?
A nest egg. But we used them to keep the mites out. They were not only artificial, of course they did have the glass artificial, but these others were a chemical. They kept it. And even got to where I was rather sensitive in my taste, that same smell would go through the egg. I could taste it in the egg. It'd spoil an egg for me. I've got a few late years bought eggs that I noticed that nest egg it tasted. Oh. I can't go at all. It's a rather obnoxious
too,
taste there.
Where did you keep your setting hen?
Well, mother always took care of that right in that same hen house. Mm-hmm. Just block off as part of the nest.
Mm-hmm. And when you had fried chicken, the part in front?
Breast.
And
wishbone.
Was polybone common up here?
Some, not as common perhaps as the wishbone. That is the wishbone. I think that is more common.
And let's see, you mentioned the chitlins. What were they?
Your cracklings.
That's what
cracklings. That's the same as chickens. Some people call it that. But the cracklings was the, after you press the lard out of it, it's the remainder of the fat, fat cell, I suppose you'd call it. The part that, there's the rind and what lean meat was in that fat. You see, it's cracklings, we always call it. I think that's more of an Eastern term, though. Heard people speak of chitlins, isn't it? Chitlins? Well, that's the same thing, as I understand it. But there's always cracklings here.
Did they ever fry parts of the intestine?
We never did here. Not of the... Now, I don't think they do of the hog, do they? Tripe, you see, they use tripe with the beef.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a delicacy in some people. I never tasted it. And, in Texas, they have these barbecues, and you hear that, and I've never tasted that, but it's son of a bitch, and that's what it was. It's that tripe and everything thrown in it together. And I never tasted it. I guess it's quite a dish, but that was a name for it, where that name came. I don't know.
Give me a hamburger, huh? When the animals get hungry, what time of day do you say that is?